Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the virtual studio, not in Pennsylvania, but in Maryland, is Chris Murray of the Chris Murray Report. Chris, welcome and good evening. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Fran, for having me on.
Oh, sure, sure. It is a pleasure. Chris, the audience may not know, but you have an extensive background as a journalist, and you are sort of literally making the journey into the world of freelancing and entrepreneurship. So that's really going to be our topic for tonight. And I know that you are fresh off of teaching several classes today. But I'm wondering if you'll sort of take our audience back to how you got involved in journalism and what your story has been in terms of that profession.
Well, I got into it, I fell in love with journalism when I was in high school, at Edmondson High School in Baltimore, and I was in a newspaper class. And me and my classmates liked it so much that we petitioned the English department to allow us to have it again. And they gave it again for our senior year. I was a junior at the time. And that was at a time I was going through so many transformations as a young man. And I worked at the campus radio stations in college. I was a radio anchor at WEAA at Morgan State University, and I worked with some really cool people in the industry. I just loved it. I loved being a journalist. When I graduated from Morgan, a couple of years after that, I went to graduate school at Michigan State, and I got my master's in journalism because I got my undergrad in political science. And, I got a chance to cover all state legislatures, sporting events, and all this stuff. It's been an interesting ride. It's had its ups and downs, but it's been a remarkable journey in the sense that, you know, I've won a few awards for what it is I'm doing, and it's been a great ride. I mean, I don't have any complaints. I mean, there are complaints, you know, dealing with some of the diversity issues in the media, but, you know, other than that, I mean, it's been one heck of a ride for me. So I've definitely found, you know, definitely found a home in it, and I loved it, and I still love it. But, you know, the business model has obviously changed over the last couple of years, so it's been interesting to kind of follow the before, but you know, the ups and downs of the industry. So, you know, but you know, you make the best of it, and that's what you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about that, the ups and downs. I mean, you talked about the fact that in high school you were so passionate about it that you petitioned the teachers for another class, and then you went on and got involved in different forms of journalism. When you were younger, what was the business model of journalism? And today, why is the business model of journalism, I won't say broken, but why is it not working for talented folks like yourself?
Well, the thing is, it's changed in the sense that you had to really work your way up the ranks. You had to work in the smaller markets in order to get, get to a major market. I mean, when I was in graduate school, I worked in Bay City, Michigan. I worked in Saginaw, Michigan. I had an internship at the Milwaukee Journal. So the business model has changed in the sense that you had to work in small towns and to work your way up. But now, once I've gotten all the experience and won several awards in the business, Now it's like now I'm in my 50s, so it's kind of like now it's just a case of you aged out of it now, and so now they're paying younger kids out of college what they used to pay experienced journalists, and they don't have to pay younger kids a whole lot of money. So now you have to kind of change. Plus, technology, Communications Act of 1996, which allowed media companies to pretty much do what they want to buy up media companies, and pretty much, the business model changed where they can just, close down newspapers or just cut staff and all this other stuff. And so now it's just changed. It's become really more corporate. And so it's changed a lot. So now I'm at the point where I'm freelancing and teach on the side. I do what I can to make it. I have a blog. I want to monetize it, and I like to, but I want to do some other things. But the day-to-day of trying to survive is I have so many ideas. I want to write books. I want to do so many things that, sometimes it's hard to be as focused as I like to read, but I still have my blog. I have like 4,000 followers, and people still follow it. And I haven't gone viral yet, but, it's trying. We're trying to get there. But it depends on whether or not I can just concentrate on that and deal with the other aspects of day-to-day living, like, spending a rent, car, and all that stuff.
right, those real day-to-day living kind of things. Talk to me, I mean, I definitely understand the corporate model. I'm not saying I approve of it, but I understand the corporate model of paying the younger journalists and, in a sense, saying to the more experienced ones, well, we can get this talent at a different price. This has caused you to rethink who you work with and caused you to go out on your own. In stepping out on your own, what have you found? You talked about having 4,000 followers, but what were some of the steps that you took, and what are some of the lessons learned being out on as a freelancer?
Well, you definitely got to make sure you get paid and make sure you are constantly pitching stories or finding places. Like, for me, it's just finding places where I'm allowed to write on a regular basis and not necessarily have to come up with the elaborate pitches, although that may help. I kind of like being pitched. In my line of work, sports writing, I can find websites that are looking for people who can submit stories for a certain amount of money. I got lucky, and I found a college pro football website that I enjoy writing for. That, the money's not, much off the top, but every 2 weeks I get a regular check from them. And to me, the game is all about making sure you get a check coming in, making sure that check comes in when it's supposed to come in. So from that perspective, that's been the cool part about, being a freelancer, is really finding places where you can be a regular. We just kind of regularly, you got this client, you got that client. I'm always looking to expand my market. And one of the cool things about having extra graduate, like I have 2 master's degrees, is I can always teach, and that's another revenue stream for me. So I, like I say, that's why I'm teaching at Bowie, and I've taught at other places and all that. And my thing is I'm always looking to find freedom to write and whatnot, That's always the goal, but I also have other ideas like writing a book. I like to write a book one day. I like to, really get into that aspect of it more so than the journalistic aspect of it. I want to be able to write more in-depth books about things, sports, things in society, things that I'm passionate about trying to pull together. I'm actually trying to pull together a collection of some of my stories that I've written in the past, and talk about sports and social justice issues, and I've written a lot of those, and so I would like to just do something different, write books. I'm also writing a personal narrative about about the time I entered that school, Evanston High School in Baltimore, where, you know, they kind of, my discovery of journalism kind of got me, you know, kind of motivated me in the classroom and wanting to do this profession, wanting to go to college and all of those things.
Really, really powerful, Chris. And, you know, those teenage years, one can be motivated to do the right thing or somehow be lured into doing things that can get you into trouble. You're now in a position of teaching college students. What do you teach them now, and how much do you get to bring in your professional experience into the classroom?
Well, actually, I teach English 101. I teach the argument and research writing class, English 102. And teaching that population of writers, I do, allows me to kind of tell them about the pitfalls of being a writer, that even professionals are going through what they're going through, revise editing, you know, making sure that you use the right commas and that you structure your essay that to the point to where it's organized, and then you have sufficient bits and pieces of evidence. So that's a big stickler with me, is making sure they have evidence to support their points and all that. It's a fun, you know, teaching this population of students at a historically black university has always been something I've enjoyed, teaching kids, you know, who may not have gotten all of what they should have gotten out of high school through no fault of their own. You know, and it's a way of keeping me young, keeps me fresh on my writing, keeps me fresh, keeps me, you know, the residual part is that I figure out why it is I'm doing some of the things I'm doing as a writer. Because sometimes when you're removed from all the things, you don't remember all the grammatical things that you know are right, but you don't know why they're being done. It. So you've done it by heart, and you've done it by second nature. But it's even teaching me about the importance of proofreading. I have to constantly proofread stuff because I'm my own worst copy editor. I have to get others to do it because I can read everybody else's stuff except my own.
And that's not unusual. Well, Chris, let's switch the topic to diversity, inclusion, journalism, whether it's journalism and sports. Let's talk about what you write about on a regular basis in the Chris Murray Report. Give us some highlights. Why this topic? Why aren't other people writing about it? You know, kind of bring us into your world.
Well, the thing is, I cover sports in general, but every now and then I always take a stab at social issues in sports, you know, whether it's race or diversity and all of other stuff. Like, you talk about diversity, if you talk about diversity in the media, it's not, to me, it's almost non-existent right now. I mean, I just read an American Society of Newspaper Editors survey of the Philadelphia Inquirer. And in a city that's, I think, virtually 50 to 60% black, you have a low rate of African Americans working in those newsrooms. And that's important because, you know, you gotta do, and as far as I'm concerned, I don't think, you know, those, you know, when you don't have a good mix of diversity on a staff, that you can truly understand the community as well as I think you should. And a lot of people live out in the suburbs or someplace like that and don't really have an understanding of the culture of the people who live there. And that's always been a problem. And but when it comes down to what I do in the Chris Murray Report, I cover sports, but I also deal with the social issues of sports, deal with the racism, deal with the fact, like, for example, I did a piece on Colin Kaepernick, and he's a guy who's not refusing to stand for the national anthem. And, you know, those are some issues. I mean, he raises some very important issues. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I respect, you know, as a journalist, as someone who covers, you know, sports and race, you know, you have to respect what he's doing because he's trying to, you know, raise awareness to a very important issue. And those are the things I deal with. I've written stories talking about gender, you know, gender, sexual orientation, things that of that nature, the sports, the politics, the sports, the game, even the regular game, day-to-day game situation, kind of focusing on more depth on losers. So I deal with, I deal with all kinds. I mean, issues every now and then, like when the riots in Baltimore happened, it affected me personally because I'm from Baltimore. And, I'm not afraid every now and then to get away from sports to kind of deal with some of the issues. And that's the freedom. I mean, that's the overall freedom that I have working for myself as opposed to working for some corporate media outlet.
So, in choosing having the freedom to write, do you find that even as a freelancer, sometimes the market isn't ready to buy what you've written?
That happens. I mean, it depends, But I also kind of know the characteristics of the market. Like, for example, for the .coms that I write for, both college and pro football, I keep it strictly to the game on the field. I don't deal with social issues as much. When I write for the Sunday Sun, I do deal with social issues because that's my audience and everything. But for example, I write for a publication called Today's Thick Skin and TodaysYou.com. And Today's You, I write about college athletics. I write about college football, college basketball. And the same thing with Today's Thick Skin, I write about the NFL. And I keep that strictly to what's happening on the field, the game, coaching changes, draft, draft picks and stuff like that. Also understanding the audience you're writing for. You always have to understand the audience. And so my blog, the Philadelphia Sunday Sun, I basically write for that audience. Now, like I said, that's where I like to deal with a lot of social issues, sports, or social issues in general. Because, that's the, I think I have the audience for it. And even the audience that we don't reach, we talk about, those issues. So, that's something. And also, a lot of my stuff is on Facebook. I use social media to drive traffic to my site. So that's the cool part about it. That's the cool part about what I do. So, that's the thing. It's always understanding the audience. Push certain agendas on certain publications. So,
I just figure that makes total sense.
Yeah, I mean that's how you get paid is understanding your audience. You got to understand who your audience is.
So let's go back to where you want to move towards writing a book, monetizing your blog. What are some of the steps that you're going to take to make that happen? Because, again, you have a solid career behind you as a coach. So you know how to write.
Right.
You're now freelancing, so you understand how to monetize that writing. What's holding you back from writing the book, and or when will we see the book in print? You can pick your choice.
Well, I think some of the things that I've allowed to hold back in the book is just the day-to-day thing, struggle with trying to make money, the day-to-day, like teaching this course now, teaching Greek courses now, and, just trying to squeeze in time. Like one of the things I did last week, working on one of the books, was that I did my personal writing on the train because, And it kind of worked in a sense that, it just allowed me to just really reflect, because all the things I'm going to do on the train when I'm going to work is sleep anyway. So I might as well just use my mind a little bit, try to get that energy, and I'm going to go and teach a class. So my mind is in that mindset of a writer. So from that standpoint, I'm just learning how to refine time. It's learning to budget time. I probably need to attend a few time management seminars, and I probably need to figure out a way to really monetize the blog too, because I'm not really I don't know if I have the business savvy. I probably need to get sponsors. I talk to other people. But, you know, you just got to try to find a niche audience, try to find somebody to sponsor. But there's a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. I like to kind of go and travel certain events too. But then again, you know, I'm also kind of, you know, I'm looking at making that transition to the book, to writing the books on a regular basis and just getting that time to really focus on that. But sometimes it's just, you're just worried. When you're worried about getting paid on a regular basis, that's what you're thinking about. I mean, it's not like, I'm not giving that excuse, but it's just trying to learn how to balance that, okay, I got to pay this bill and that bill, and I got to make this amount this week, or I got to do this or do that, and, you know, and making sure I have, like, you know, enough money coming in to help my other hustles, so to speak, you know, to help your other things
mm-hmm.
that you want to do. But I really like to, you know, which is why I'm kind of looking at the teaching thing, you know, how far that should go and all that. But really like to write my own books and really do my own media stuff. But, you know, it's just hard to do it, you know, for me anyway, and being for other people without the distraction of, you know, without the distraction of worry. I tend to worry about the day-to-day. That's not good. I'm not saying that's right, but it's just sometimes the day-to-day can kind of, you got to figure out a way to get around the day-to-day and just do it. Like I said, I just decided to pull together a collection of all the stories I've written in terms of social issues, justice issues in sport. That's a collection from the Chris Murray Report and other places where I've written. And just pulling together different topics and just trying to get that. I mean, I've decided to do that. It's sort of like how people have a collection of short stories, poems. I just want to go into my things that I've written as a journalist and whatnot. Plus, I taught a course at Temple last semester in the spring on African, the history of African American sports. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure out all my other skills that I can use other than maybe, because I'm kind of, I guess, trying to wean myself away from usual type activities. And even with the blog, I like, you know, ideally, I like to have other people come in and write, not manage, you know, but also like columns and stuff. Ideally, I like to be a, I mean, you know, and the thing is, that changes from day to day. I mean, I'm still in that process of evolving. But maybe I'm, you know, trying to evolve because it's kind of hard getting out of that mindset working at a paper or a media outlet and everything. It's just, you know, the daunting task of working for oneself is in and of itself a daunting task. And, you know, it's just a case of just trying to at some point immerse my soul into it, so to speak. And sometimes when you jump into that water and whatnot, you just gotta let it get cold for a minute and then let it warm up, you'll get it. I don't know how that came into my head, but you know, but that's how I look at it. Because I remember once I committed myself to being a journalist, of course, where everything kind of happened. You know what I mean? It just opened up when I was younger. So like I say, again, the universe will know, or God will know when you will get into that aspect of it. And I'm trying. I'm just trying to figure out.
Well, I hear that. And that's what's really so cool, Chris, is that you are willing to be transparent about where you are in the journey. Literally, as you're on the train.
Yeah. So
we're going to wait until the conductor finishes up.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
Before we go, because we only have a few moments left,
would you share with people where they can find your blog and get in touch with you on Facebook?
Well, they can find me at thechrismurrayreport.org. They can also find me on Facebook. I don't know my exact Facebook number thingy, but you can just look up Chris Murray and see a guy You see a guy with a hat that I took a picture of myself when I was interviewed by Al Jazeera following Muhammad Ali winning the Liberty Medal at the National Constitution Center. And so you can find my picture there. You can find me on Twitter at C Murray Nation, the Chris Murray Report at C Murray Nation. And they can also find me on LinkedIn. They can find me on all those various social media outlets. So like I say, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. I am there. They can also find my work. You can also find my work at the Philadelphia Sunday Sun at philosun.com. And you can also find my work on today's pigskin.com if you're a football fan, and today's you.com. So those are the places where I write. And who knows, at some point, if I pull up another client, I'll be writing there. So, you know, so at the end of the day, I'm always trying to find somebody who to write for and all that. So to me, it's all about making sure you have regular assignments, regular list of clients and make sure you get paid, man. Because some publishers, I'm also working with some people, working with a guy trying to start up a publication. And, you know, at the same, at the end of the day, you got to make sure you get paid what you're worth and get paid on time, because sometimes freelancers, the hard part about freelancing is that sometimes people don't value or they don't value your time enough to say, hey, they should pay you at a certain time. So it's hard. That's the hard part. What about you get paid, you know, in other words, you want to get paid on the 28th, but your bike doesn't come to the 31st or the 1st. So that's a daunting issue.
That makes it a challenge. Totally get it. Well, Chris, we are actually out of time. I want to thank you for literally taking some time out of your evening as you're traveling from Maryland back to Pennsylvania. Thanks again for sharing your perspective and letting our listeners know that they can read more about you through the Chris Murray Report. They can check you out on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and that they can also find you in publications like Philadelphia Sunday Sun. So thanks, Chris. Have a safe journey back to Philadelphia and continue to do what you do.
Thank you, Fran, for having me on anytime.
You are very welcome. I look forward to hearing more about the book. So I'll be one of your accountability partners. Get that book done. So, Chris, thanks again. Have a great evening. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.